On today's show, the first Tata Nano was a flop, so here comes the new one. FCA is delaying car programs, and Tesla seems to be scamming the state of California with its battery swapping program. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for June 2nd of 2015. No one knows exactly why Takata's airbags are prone to blow up without warning, but there's been a lot of focus on ammonium nitrate, the propellant that inflates Takata's airbags. No other supplier uses the chemical. Bloomberg reports that Takata will stop using ammonium nitrate, but it hasn't said what it will use. As we've pointed out, automakers have not been able to pinpoint the root cause of the problem. So while changing the propellant will temporarily take some of the heat off the company, it may not solve the problem. Reuters is reporting that FCA has delayed 12 vehicle programs from Jeep, Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Maserati. Some are only delayed by months, some more than a year. Reuters says supplier companies reported the delays. FCA says it needs to be flexible to add models, pull some forward, or extend the life cycle of others. Suppliers say one reason for the delay is to speed up development of Alfa Romeo's new lineup. We here at Autoline think that if it's truly about staying flexible, then it's understandable. But if it's about postponing development to drop more money to the bottom line, then this is a dangerous development. You know, we love keeping you up to speed on the latest developments in connected cars and mobility services. So be sure to watch our coverage of the TU Automotive Detroit Conference this week, where the best minds in the business will be sharing their latest technologies and services. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Hyundai is pretty good at coming up with new and novel marketing programs, so to snag potential customers at sporting events, outdoor festivals, and shopping malls across the U.S., Hyundai technicians will be providing free vehicle inspections and top off any vital fluid that is low. And get this, they'll check out any vehicle, regardless of make. Participants can also get hands-on experience with Hyundai's infotainment and safety technologies, test drive models from its lineup, as well as get some free barbecue. Talk about breaking out of the clutter. This sounds like a unique way to reach out to customers. When Tata first announced it was going to sell the Nano for only $2,500, it made headlines across the world. But the car turned out to be a total sales flop. Turns out the customers did not want to be seen in the cheapest car. So now Tata is launching the next generation of the Nano. It features a few minor tweaks to the exterior styling, complete with smiley face grille opening, new creature comforts inside, and enhanced safety. Tata's senior VP of product planning says, and I quote here, "This is a make-or-break opportunity for Tata." And he's right. If it's another flop, Tata's brand image may be damaged beyond repair. And coming up next, Tesla may be playing fast and loose with the facts in its battery swapping system.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Edward Niedermeyer is the co-founder and editor of the website Daily Kanban. He's been doing some detective work to try and find out why nobody seems to be using Tesla's battery swapping station in California. Tesla is getting tens of millions of dollars from the state by claiming it's doing lots of battery swaps. Autoline's John McRoy interviewed Niedermeyer yesterday, and here's a clip from that.
So you went out, you spent your Memorial Day weekend there, and how many battery swaps did you see?
Zero. I saw zero battery swaps. And on top of that, though, what was interesting, and you know, that's what I expected to see, because I see no evidence that anybody, you know, Tesla owners like to talk about what they do with their cars, and nobody's talked about battery swap. So that's sort of, I expected to see that. What I didn't expect to see is that Tesla was responding to these demand peaks because it was a busy Memorial Day weekend, which is why I decided to go there on that weekend, because I knew it was going to be a busy high traffic weekend. Sure enough, they were worried about it. They should have been worried. There were backups at the supercharger lines, and the response, instead of making this Tesla, this battery swap available to customers, they hooked up two extra superchargers to a diesel generator behind the swap station. And I watched as vehicles came in and used that. And so to me, I think, you know, it really illustrated this giant gap between what Tesla says they're doing, both in terms of the battery swap, but also in terms of their broader claims about their supercharger network. And then the reality on the ground. So I'm really glad I made, you know, kind of made the sacrifice to go down there and check it out.
You can watch that entire interview right now on our website at autoline.tv. It's about 8 minutes long. But that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.